I want to ask you for your reaction to Thursday's decision by the FCC in the United States, because most of it's been negative about the decision to roll back net neutrality. What's your view?
I think that in order to have some clarity in the debate, it's important to distinguish that net neutrality actually means three different things, depending on how you look at it. One of them has to do with the censorship or blocking access to certain websites or certain content. Second thing has to do with price discrimination, the ability of a provider to charge different prices for different products or product range. And finally, it has to do with favored content, for a content provider to favor some kind of content. So if you look at these different aspects, when you look at the decision that came out, it's not as negative as you might think. And let me explain that by using an analogy with a concert hall. You can imagine a concert hall having certain people, giving people access to certain better seats for higher prices. That's very normal. We would think that's certainly not out of the ordinary. And that's what Verizon and other ISPs want to do for content like Netflix, where it's using a substantial amount of the resources. Up to 70% of the internet is being used for video in the evening hours, according to Sandvine, a local company here. So similarly, the concert hall might say that we will give preference to a local philharmonic choir or to an orchestra that is local, because that's favored content, and that also would not be out of the ordinary. Nor would there be a problem with somebody saying that we don't want to have certain performances or certain acts in our studio or in our space because we don't like them. So in these ways, if you look at it from that analogy, I think that the ruling that came down to the FCC is really not that negative, because it's just carrying to the internet what is considered normal business practice in other areas.
All right. Normal business practice in other areas. What do you say to those people who look at the internet as a vehicle for free expression, for greater access, that it shouldn't be like a concert hall or a cable television where you have to pay more for some sites, and where if you don't pay, your ability to access various places on the internet will be slowed down?
I think that, again, there's an issue of clarity again that's missing over here. What the FCC does to begin with is only applicable to the United States. What the FCC does or doesn't do doesn't affect Canada, it doesn't affect China, it doesn't affect India, the biggest media markets in the world today. So FCC is fine and good, but the Americans don't own the internet, and their rulings don't affect the rest of the world. So that's the one part.
Except that most of the main sites that generate the most traffic, I'm thinking of Google, Netflix, Facebook, are in fact in the United States.
That's actually not true. The sites have headquarters in the United States, but they all use what are called content distribution networks, where their content is copied and placed into servers that are in different countries around the world. It's not that when you get Netflix from, let's say, Canada, you're going to a server in the United States. You're going to a Canadian server because it's too far away to go around the world or around the continent to a single server. So these rules that apply to the FCC, that the FCC is applying to carriers in the United States, actually have no meaning beyond the United States, even if the corporate entities are based in the United States.
We listened to Navdeep Bains, who is a Minister of Innovation, Science and Economic Development here, and he says the Canadian government supports net neutrality and will continue to press for that. What will that mean for Canadian consumers here?
I think that the Supreme Court in Canada has actually ruled already that we cannot have zero rating, which means we can't have certain content be charged as zero on your bandwidth cost. And so this means that you can't have favored content. And so that's the one aspect of net neutrality. It's already available for Canadians today. And I think Minister Bains correctly says that we have the protection. To the extent that we allow certain internet providers to slow down traffic, which would be the blocking or slowing down aspect of net neutrality, that's being done in Canada today. The government may wish to stop it from happening through legislation, but as of today, that is perfectly legal and it happens all the time.
So I also wondered about Canadian innovators. A lot of wealth and innovation is happening through online applications and the like. Is there some concern that this ruling would make it more difficult for them to access markets, for example, in the United States?
I think that's a great question. The internet has always been a platform for innovation. And in contrast to a telephone network where services are hard to create, one of the great benefits of the internet as a platform for service creation is that it is really very, very open. Now, the aspect that people are picking up on is that if I'm a big company like Netflix or Facebook or Google, and I get fast access to the internet, is that going to prevent a competitor from providing a competing service and not have that same access? And to that extent, it is true. But in fact, to me, the bigger issue is that these large service providers have a lock-in due to other effects. For example, Netflix has access to tens of thousands of movies and large content caches that they purchased or have licensed deals from. If I'm a competitor to Netflix, that's the bigger problem for me rather than the fact that they have access to the internet at higher speeds. The same thing is true for a competitor for Facebook. The fact that Facebook has, 1-2 billion people and everybody wants to be in the same platform as their friends is a bigger barrier to entry than the fact that I have to pay a little bit more to the ISP. So to me, this notion that lack of net neutrality stifles innovation, it's a smokescreen. The real issue is there are billion-dollar companies on both sides. On the one side, Verizon, AT&T, and companies like that. On the other side, Google, Facebook, Amazon. And these two billion-dollar companies, or sets of billion-dollar companies, are fighting it out as to who gets a share of our dollars. And they're using us, essentially, as stooges in this debate.
So one last question for you on this. If you were looking to advise Canadian consumers who might be worried about this, is it something along the lines of take a chill pill, it's all going to work out, nothing will change for you?
Exactly. I think that Canadians are not going to be affected in any way, really, because the content that's coming to them from, say, Netflix or other streaming video providers is coming from Canada on Canadian networks to Canadian consumers, governed by Canadian law. So that's great. If you're in the United States, I still don't think there's going to be much of a change. It's really what's going to happen is some of the dollars going to Netflix are going to flow to the carriers, something they've been itching to do for decades. And now that the political dispensation has changed, this allows them to get some access to that cash stream that they think they're being left out of. But as Canadians, we don't need to worry about it.
And you don't think that that there will be an effort by the big internet service providers in Canada to copy what's being done in the United States?
There will be attempts to do it, but I think that given that we have a different playground here, we don't have a player like Netflix, really, who has such a dominant role in providing stream video, a Canadian company of that sort. We still have sort of Netflix, it's their branch in Canada, which is not as dominant. We have a large number of ISPs who are competing for services. In this local market at Waterloo alone, there are probably like 30 ISPs and maybe 5 or 6 big ones that one can go to. So if one ISP chooses to charge more for content services, we can go to some other one. It's not a big deal. No ISP who knows that their consumers want access to premium services like Netflix would want to have their customers move away because they charge higher fees. So there's that other market pressure as well. So all in all, I don't think we're going to be affected.
All right. Srinivasan Keshav, thank you very much for your time today. I appreciate it.
You're welcome. Thank you.